We'll talk about today's daf is Hamotzei Tefillin, the beginning of the last perek in Eruvin, which is really, Tosfos says, really is a Shabbos perek, more than an Eruvin perek. And we're talking about if somebody finds Tefillin in the field outside, how he should go about bringing it back in, that it shouldn't be bebizoyed. This sugya includes transporting the tefillin, and it also includes inyanim of bal toisif. For instance, if you have a few pairs of tefillin, how would you do it? Should you take them at once and wear them off? Then it might be bal toisif. So we'll see. The Mishnah starts off in the perek, Hamoitzei tefillin machnison zug zug. If you find tefillin in the field, in a place where it's going to be lost, so you could bring it in, you wear the tefillin one pair at a time. Yad Varosh is a pair. You bring it in, then you go out again to the field, and you bring in again another pair of tefillin. But you could only wear one pair at a time. Rabban Gamliel Omer Shnayim Shnayim. You could wear two pairs of tefillin. That means two shel yads on the arm and two shel rosh on the head at the same time. You come back into town, you put down those two pairs of tefillin. Then you go again to the field and you put on two pairs again and bring them in. So we have a machlokes Tanakama and Rabban Gamliel. If you're the Tanakama, you're only allowed to wear one pair at a time to bring them in. If you're Rabban Gamliel, you could wear two pairs and bring them in. So the Gemara, we'll read parts of the Gemara today to understand what we're talking about. The Gemara says, Zug echod ein tfei loy. You only could carry in one, wear one pair of tefillin and not two. Leime tenan stoma deloy ke Reb Meir, because the Gemara brings that Reb Meir holds that where there's a inyan of atzolo, of saving, like from a fire, you could wear even more than one clothes. Let's say you wear a few shirts or a few pairs of pants, you could wear them and bring them in. So if you're a mayor, if you're wearing tefillin, you should also be able to wear a few pairs of tefillin at a time. Like any malbush, any garment you're wearing, you could wear a few. So then the Gemara says, Omar Rove, afilu teimer Reb Meir. Even if we say the Mishnah holds like Reb Meir. And by atzola, you could wear a few pairs. Also, derech malbush kechol shavu rabbonam. By a deleika, we're talking about regular begodim. So there, the Rabbana say, just like the Derech Malbush of Chol, you could wear also on Shabbos. Bocha Derech Malbush of Kechol, Shavu Rabbana. Hosam de Bechol, Kamo de Boi Lovish, Linyan Atzol, and Ami Shavu Le Rabbana. And during the weekday, how many, a person could wear as many clothes as he wants, one on top of the other. So Memele, Le Gabi Atzol, on Shabbos, also a person could wear a few pairs of clothes. But legabe tefillin, hochel legabe tefillin, the bechol nami zug echod ein tfei loy, that bechol you only could wear one pair of tefillin at a time and not two. So linyan atzolah nami zug echod ein tfei loy. So Rashi says, chosom dekoy b'sha'ar malbushim dekama deboy lovish bechol, zug echod ein dekosov ha-shabes zman tefillinu, mishumachi shori. So Rashi says that because he holds that Shabbos is a Zman Tefillin, Reb Meir holds Shabbos is a Zman Tefillin, so Memele, if he wants, he could wear Tefillin on Shabbos. So if you're wearing Tefillin for a mitzvah, you only wear one pair at a time. Also because of Bal Tois, if you could only wear one pair at a time. So Memele, if the Derech Levisha of Tefillin, even during weekday, even during the time that your Mekayim meets, is only one at a time, so Legabi Atzola, you can't wear more than one. And we find that Reb Meir in Tzadik Vov Amid Beis. The Gemara brings a braise, Hamoitzei Tefillin Machnison Zug Zug, Echod O'ish Ve'echod O'isho, Echod Chadoshes Ve'echod Yishones Dibur Reb Meir. So it says that even a Ish and even a Isha could wear the Tefillin and bring them in. And the Gemara says that we hear from here, Shema Mino, the mitzvah says that Shulei Azman Gromel, Chol mitzvah says that Shem Azman Gromel, no Shem Chayobos. Why are women Chayev? Because Reb Meir would hold that Shabbos is Azman Tefillin, Laila is Azman Tefillin, that means it's always, Azman Tefillin is continuous, and because it's continuous, so it's a mitzvah says that Shein Azman Gromel, that no Shem Chayev, that means a mitzvah says that's not dependent on time. it's always going on a mitzvah, so Memele Isha is also chayv. So here Rashi says that Reb Meir holds Shabbos man tefillin, Memele, so you could wear tefillin just like you could wear it for a mitzvah, so Memele, it's only derech hamalbush. Then the Gemara says on Rabban Gamliel, that what does Rabban Gamliel hold? That you could wear two pairs at a time. If you hold that Shabbos is a zman tefillin, so you should only be able to wear one pair at a time, because it's like the tour of the mitzvah. If Rabban Gamliel holds that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, so let him wear two pairs at a time. So Rashi says, ikos of a zman tefillin, so you're only allowed to delay the tour of the mitzvahs, and if it's lav zman tefillin, so the rabbonon were matir. He says, "V'sholei rabbanon derech malbush mishum detachshitu legabe." It's not a zman tefillin, but what? It's like a tachshit, and it's not a masir. V'avo gav delav ochei ochem mishum atzola shor. Even though it's not a derech to wear two pairs of tefillin, but mishum atzola it's mutar, and since it's called a tachshit, you could wear two at a time. So that the Gemara says, "Shat and Rabban Gamliel." Loilam kosova Shabbos loves man tefillinu. That Ben is yod Shabbos is not as man tefillin. Rishon rabbona linyan atola derech malbush b'mokim tefillin. That means if yod loves man tefillin, so why only two? Let him wear more than two pairs of tefillin. So the Gemara says that the rabbona were matir linyan atola derech malbush b'mokim tefillin. And mokim tefillin, the Gemara says there's a mokim yish b'roish and mokim yish b'yad for two pairs of tefillin. Memele, if you wear two pairs of tefillin, it's b'mokim tefillin. Rashi learned b'mokim tefillin that there's a certain charitz, like a lower part of the head, so the tefillin sits there, and they're not bolit kol kach. And b'shabbos nami ba'asre d'leichozu le'lav tachshitu, that's bolit in yosar midai v'avikim masri. So Memele, Rashi says that it's only b'mokim tefillin. A mokim that's roy to be minyach tefillin. So it's not so noticeable, so it's not a tachshit. If it would be like a tachshit, so it could be you could wear more than two pairs. But since it's not like a tachshit because it's sitting lower on that, it's not so niker, the mele you could only wear two and not more. Then the Gemara says, further on, Leime, b'derav Shmuel b'rav Yitzchak, b'derav Shmuel b'rav Yitzchak said that there is mokim yesh b'roish for two pairs of tefillin. So let's say maybe the Tanakama that he says you can only wear one pair because he holds there's only place for one pair of tefillin, and Rabban Gamliel holds two pairs because there's place for two pairs. So the Gemara has a few terutzi. The Gemara says that everybody holds of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchok that there's room for two pairs of tefillin, but the shaila is if Shabbos is a zman tefillin or Shabbos is a lav zman tefillin. The Tanakama holds Shabbos zman tefillinu, and Rabban Gamliel holds that Shabbos is a lav zman tefillin. Memele, Rashi says, Tanakama sovar Shabbos zman tefillinu, umishum atzole loy mishu rabona tfei min ha-mitzveh delav tachshitu. Because it's a zman tefillin, it's not a tachshit, it's a hefzer of a mitzvah. So they're only matir dugmas a mitzvah. The kibbutz is zman tefillin, uvike bal toisif, osi iso bal toisif, umashvilu alei kemasi. So Rashi says, this is a very famous Rashi. Rashi says that because it's a zman tefillin, and if you would wear two, it would be bal toisif. So even legabe Shabbos, it has a... It makes a difference. That means because he's over a baltosif on the second pair of tefillin, memele, the isur of baltosif makes it into a masur. And Rabban Gamliel says that because it's a lavzman tefillin, Shabbos is lavzman tefillin, so memele it's called a tachshit, and there's no baltosif because baltosif is only bizmana mitzvah. When it's not bizmana mitzvah, so there isn't the isur of baltosif. Well, talk about this Rashi first. Rashi says that the isur of baltoisif, because there's an isur to wear it, it becomes a masui. It's not a tachshit, it's not a levush anymore, it's already called a masui. It's carrying, it's called a tzoa mimokim lemokim. So the Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Pei Vov, the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, he has a sofik. There's a din that we don't allow to put tzitzis of tzemer in a talis shalpishto, since we don't have tcheles, and tcheles is tzemer. So memele, even the lovan, the two chutim lovan, even though midoraisa, you would be able to put a chutim of tzemer for a talis of pishto to be called tzitzis, but since nowadays we don't have tcheles, we only have lovan, so some say it's midoraisa that you can't do it, but some say that it's midorabonon, because you might come to switch or to change and would be a Isar of Kiloim. So the Minchas Chinuch says he has a Hakira, he has a Sofik, since it's a Isar Durabonon to put Tzitzis of Tzemer in a Talis of Pishton. So the Shailus, what would be on Shabbos? If you put Tzitzis of Tzemer in a Talis of Pishton, that Midoraisa, it's called Tzitzis. But Midorabonon, there's a Isar. Since there's a Isar Durabonon, maybe it makes it into a Masui. Because tzitzis, which were not mekayim a mitzvah, the Gemara says always that's called a masri and you're chayev chatos on it if you wear it, because the tzitzis are not bottled to the beged only if it's a mitzvah. So it made a sense that the Yisra Darabonon to wear it, maybe the Yisra Darabonon, the fishitas rashi, that a Yisra makes it into a masri, maybe it becomes a masri. Likewise, there's also another minchas chinuch that he says, where in the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, that you have to have an inu in Yom Kippur, that's mitzvah shin yud gimel. Some say that nilas asandol is a doraisa, also on Yom Kippur, but most say that nilas asandol is only also midorabonon. What would it be if somebody wears shoes on Yom Kippur? So it's a isur derabonon to wear it. If it's a isur derabonon, according to the Rashi we said, a isur to wear something becomes into a masui. So maybe also if it's a Isur Durabonon, it would turn it into a Masui, and you wear shoes in Yom Kippur, you might be Chayev Chatos. That's the two things the Minchas Chinuch has a Chakir. One in tzitzis of wool in a Beged of Pishton, if it's a Durabonon, that's also, and also Nila Sasando on Yom Kippur, if it's a Durabonon, that's also, if it becomes a Masui. The Emerson, some form, it says a Svara that you can't call Ne'ilah Sasandol a Masui, because Be'emes it is a Malbush. When could we say, Rashi says, that a Isur turns it into a Masui if it's really not a Malbush only because of the mitzvah? Like Tfilin. Tfilin is not a regular kind of Malbush. Since there's a mitzvah to wear Tfilin and people wear it regularly, so it's called a Malbush. So a Malbush, that the Yesod of the Malbush is because of the mitzvah, so where there's a Isur to wear it, it becomes a Masui. It's not a mitzvah anymore, it's not a Malbush. But Ne'ilah Sasando, which is really Bechefza, it's really a Malbush, you can't call it a Masui, even though there's a Isur to wear it. But really you're wearing it, it's a Malbush, it's not a Masui. By Tzitzis, maybe this Svora could be a Sofik, it's not for sure, because by Tzitzis, it's not a malbush, it's hanging on to a lavush. If it's bottled to the beged, it would be called a lavush. If it's not bottled, it's not called a lavush. So it could be even if it's a Isur Durabonon, but it's not a real malbush to be called that a Isur wouldn't turn it into a masur. It could be, by tzitzis would be different than by Nila Sasando. Comes out that it could be a svara that the Minchas Chinuch Sofik is more shayach by tzitzis, but by Nila Sasando it's less shayach the tzad of the Minchas Chinuch. Also, there's a Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh, yes, it's Simen Mem Aleph. We might be able to talk about the Simen, but in the end of the Simen, he talks about this Rashi that says that if there's a Isur to wear something, so it becomes a Masui. So he has a Hakira. What would be, there's a Machlokes in Menachos, in the Mishnahs and Daf Chofches, and the Gemara talks in the end of the Perek in Daf Lamed Zayin. There's a machlok is the Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel. Tanakama says that the four corners of the beged, the four tzitzis on four corners, is all one mitzvah. And Ma'akv Zuazu. Rabbi Shmuel says that it's all four mitzvahs and they're not Ma'akv Zuazu. That means if you have a beged of four kanfas, four corners, and you put tzitzis only on three corners, you're Mekayim mitzvahs. Even though it's missing the fourth mitzvah, you're missing one mitzvah, but you're mekayim three mitzvahs. So, but what? You're over on Bal Tigra. You're over on the lav, just like there's a lav of Bal Tosif, not to be mosif on a mitzvah, to add on to a mitzvah to make it bigger. Let's say the the example would be tefillin. If you, instead of four batim in the Rosh, or four parshas, you would put five parshas. So you're over on Baltos. If you put three, you're over on Baltigra. So he asks, so the few Rabbi Shmuel, that he says you could wear, the Gemara says, Ikebeinayu, said Lefir Rabbi Shmuel, if you have a beged of four kanfas, you only put tzitzis on three, the lack of the fourth kon of having tzitzis, still you're allowed to wear it. And the Gemara says, Anafkamina, if you went out on Shabbos with this beged, so Lefir the Tanakama, you're chayv chatos, because the three konafim of tzitzis are not bottled to the beged, it's called carrying, it's a masa. Lefir Rabbi Shmuel, you're mekayim the mitzvah, memele, you are not carrying it, it's part of your malbush, because you're mekayim mitzvah. So the Shagasari asks, since you're over on Baltigra by wearing this beged, you don't have otzitzis on the fourth konof, memele, since you're over on Baltigra, so it should be called a masur lefi Rashi, that says that where there's a isur, so memele, you already turns a malbush into a masur. So also over here, it should be called a masur. Bemis, you could think maybe different than the Shagasari, because Rashi is saying it by Baltoisi, if that memele you're not allowed to wear it, that you're moisif, so the whole thing is extra. But here, the fear of Ishmael, even if you're over on Baltigra, but still you're mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis on the three knofim, so because of those three that you are mekayim the mitzvah, those should be bought to the beged, it should be called the beged. It's hard to say that because you're over on Baltigra on the fourth konof, so you should be called a masui on the three. What's the kesher between the two parts? Also, Rav Shachan Avi Ezri in Hilchos Mamre in Perek Beis, in the end of the simen, he asks on the Shagas Aryeh, how could he call it a Baltigra? The Shagas Aryeh says, he has a kasher. The Shagas Aryeh says, the klal of Baltigra, lechura, should be, if you're mekayim a mitzvah and you're subtracting from part of the mitzvah, that's called baltigra. Lemosho, he says it would be if a chatos is chayev to be mazed adam, the zrikas adam chatos is on four corners of the mizbech, and if you're zorek on two, it's you're mekayim, and if you were machzir a keren of the mizbech, you didn't put dam, so it's called baltigra. But so over there you are mekayim the mitzvah of zrike, but you made less. You subtracted from it. That's called baltigra. But if lemosho tefillin, if you would wear three parshas of tefillin, so it's not tefillin. You didn't have the mitzvah yet. Your bechla weren't mekayim the mitzvah. You're not over on baltigra. That's the yisod of the Shagas Aryeh, the Turiyev, and he says it. Memele, he asks that there's no baltigra. If so, why does Rashi bring a chumash from the Sifri that if you have three parshas, v'chein baltigra, if you have five parshas in tefillin, it's baltoisi. Five tzitzis is baltoisi, but if you make three in each one, so it would be baltigra. But he says, if you make three, you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. We're talking lefi the Tanakama, not lefi Rabbi Shmuel. So memele, if it's not called baltigra, so there's Rav Shachis, if so, lefi Rabbi Shmuel, if you put tzitzis in three knofaim, and the fourth one you didn't put, even without the sort of the Turiyev, and he asks on the kash of the Shagas Aryeh, why does the Shagas Aryeh say that you're over on Baltigra and it'd be called a Masi? It's not Baltigra. You weren't Mekayim the mitzvah on the fourth konof. The fact that you're Mekayim on three, you're Mekayim three mitzvahs, then the fourth konof is a mitzvah by itself. But where's the Baltigra? If you're not Mekayim a mitzvah, it's not called Baltigra. And that you saw the Shagas Aryeh, the Turiyev himself says that if you're not Mekayim a mitzvah, it's not called Baltigra. The Turiyev, in fact, says in Davne Miluim or Rosh Hashanah, where he talks about this, he says, if you would say it's called Baltigra, each time you lessen from a mitzvah, and because of that you're not Mekayim a mitzvah, so every time a person is not Mekayim a mitzvah, he should be over on Baltigra. If he misses a mitzvah, he should be over on Baltigra. If he's over on Baltigra, so even if it's a Lav Shein Bo Maiseh, but lefida madomar lav shein b'maisa lokin olav. So each esa a person doesn't do should be called malchus, and we never heard of such a thing. That's why the Shagas Aryeh says the Turiyev, and he says that baltigra is only if you are mekayim the mitzvah, but you do it less than you're supposed to. The melee. So the Rav Shach himself has said, so if stood by the four knofaim, it's not shaykh to say that it's called baltigra, because the fourth knof stands out by itself without all the three. Also in the same Aviezri, Rav Shach says that the Sifri says that if you made three batim in tefillin, you're over on Baltigra. So he says, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim says that Baltosif and Baltigra means if a person says that the Torah, he adds on a mitzvah to the Torah, like if he says Bosar of Pecholov is Bosar min haTorah, he's over on Baltosif. And likewise, if somebody's Megareah from the mitzvahs of Torah, so Menele, it could be by tefillin, shot in the Sifri, that he says that the Torah meant to make three parshas in tefillin. There is tefillin, but he says less than what the Torah meant. So Menele, it could be Baltigra. That means in theory, he's saying the Torah meant less. But Lefi the Ravid over there that says that Baltigra is in the Kiyuma mitzvah, how a person is Mekayim if he does it less than what his mother, what the Torah says, but he's doing it less as Baltigra. So it's Ben, the Kash of the Shagasari is Shver, because that by what the Sifri says, three parshas betfilin would mean in the Kiyum, if it's in the Kiyum, so he never was started being Mekayim. If it wasn't Mekayim, he's not over on Baltigra. There's a kasha here. We'll read another part of the Gemara. The Gemara says the machlokes of the Tanakam and Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Gamliel. Getting back to Tanakam, Rabbi Gamliel, if you're machnis zug or machnis shnaim at a time. So the Gemara says v'ibayseme dekulal me Shabbos man tefillinu, that Shabbos is as man tefillin, but the shailas of mitzvahs tzrichus kavona, or the Tanakama sovar lotzis boi kavona, Ram Gamliel sovar loy boi kavona. That if you need kavona to be mekayma mitzvah, so you need kavona also for Bal Tosif. If you don't need kavona for a mitzvah, so also Bal Tosif, you don't need kavona. That means if you put on tefillin without kavona to be mekayim the mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Likewise, if you put on two pairs without kavona, you're over on Bal Tosif. The same way you're mekayim a mitzvah, the same way you're over on Bal Tosif. If you put on two pairs without kavona, it would be Bal Tosif. And Mele, so the Tanakama says to put on only one pair, because if you would put on two, you would be over on Bal Tosif. And Gamliel says, Le Boy Kavona. So he says, that means Lefi this Girsa, Lefi Rabban Gamliel, if mitzvahs ain't Trichus Kavona, but for Bal Tosif, Bal Tosif you would need Kavona. For a mitzvah, you don't need Kavona. For Bal Tosif, you need Kavona. Then Rashi has another Girsa, that Rashi says that the Tanakama holds mitzvahs ain't Trichus Kavona, so Memele Bal Tosif also is without kavona. So if you would put on two pairs, he would be over on Bal Tosif. That's why I only put on one pair. And if you're on Gamliel, mitzvah tzrichus kavona, so also Bal Tosif needs a kavona. So there's a kasha, a lot of Sfarim ask here, that the Ran says in Rosh Hashanah, if a person, even if mitzvah ain't tzrichus kavona, if a person has kavona not to be yotzi, he has kavona opposite from the mitzvah, that means he'll do it, but not to be yotzi, so he's not yotzi the mitzvah, and he's not over on Bal Tosif. If so, over here, let him put on two pairs of tefillin. And one, he could be mechaven the mitzvah, but he should be mechaven not to be yotze the mitzvah. Memele, he won't be over on Bal Tosif. So some say, and on the Gyantav he talks about in Simen Yotze, some say that l'man domar mitzvahs ain't tzrichus kavona be'emes lefi some shittas, it would come out that they are not like the Ran, and even if you have kavona opposite, so you still or Mekayim the mitzvah, that means you still are over on Bal Tosif. Rabbi Yoshev and his Shiurim, also in Sukkah, and also in Rosh Hashanah, is Masbir, that if you say mitzvah is Tzrichus Kavonah, so the Kavonah is part of the Etzem Maisa mitzvah. So Menele, if you don't have Kavonah, it's not the Tzuras mitzvah, you're not over on Bal Tosif. But if you say mitzvah is Ein Tzrichus Kavonah, so the Maisa itself is done. Only what happens if a person is Mechavan not to be Yotze, so Mitzido is not Mekayim the mitzvah, but the Maisa mitzvah is there. So Memele, it could be that even if he has Kavona not to be to the mitzvah, since he's doing the Maisa mitzvah b'shlemus, so you're also over on Bal Tosif, and that would be pshat in the Gemara here. There's a kasha from the Tosfos Yontif. The Tosfos Yontif says, since we pass in that Shabbos loves man tefillin, If so, if we paskin Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin, lefi the Gemara that we said, if Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin, so that's why Rabban Gamliel holds that you're allowed to wear two pairs of Tefillin at a time and bring it in because it's like a malbush. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Beis, a moitzei Tefillin b'Shabbos b'Bizoyan. So the Emshech he says that if it's a mokum that there's no sakona, imein sakona. And it's nikah that it's tefillin because it has bretzuos, like the Mishnah says. Machnison zug zug derech levisha ad shechnisim kulam. You can only wear one pair at a time. If we paskin Shabbos lavzman tefillin, you should be able to do like Ram Gamliel and bring in two pairs. Why only bring in one pair? That's the Tosfos Yom Tov's kasha. So the Morgan Avram says v'toich loyma kivan danan lo b'kiin on lechavin amokim. Since we don't know the place, that means the Gemara says. If you have Gamliel, two pairs is only because there's Mokum Yesh Lanech Shtei Zugos. So Memele, it's called a Malbush, it's the Mokum Alevisha. But he says, since we are not Boki, in which area this is that you put on two pairs, Memele, if he misses the place of the other pair, it's not in the Mokum Tefillin, so it would be called a Masri, and it's a Sofak Dorais of a Chiyuv Chatos. Memele, you can't wear two pairs, you can only wear one pair. And he says the Marsho says like that. The Marsho says that afilu lemando mar Shabbos loves man tefillin, so you're not allowed to wear more than one pair because they were only matir lefi the derech of the malbush bachol. So if it's not the derech of malbush bachol, they weren't matir. Would come out even a masir like what the Mogen Avraham says. Aye, the Gemara says that it's totally if zman tefillin you could only wear one, and if it's lav zman tefillin you could wear two. And here we're saying that even if it's lav zman tefillin. So it's only b'mokum amalbush, only k'derech halavush. So the Gemara had to say it l'fi Reb Meir. What we mentioned in the beginning of this year, that Reb Meir holds that Shabbos is a zman tefillin. So the Gemara says it's totally in that. But really, even if it's lav zman tefillin, it's only if it's b'tzuras halavisha b'derech amalbush. And since we're not boki, so memele can wear both. And then the Mogen Avraham says d'lachein nirali. And then he says that the isha. Aval isha also lachnisum. Isha is also to be machnis tefillin. Why? Because it's not the derech hamalbush for isha to wear tefillin. Even though he brings a gemara that there's a levush that only the shepherd, the roim wear, and because of the roim wear, everybody else it's also called a malbush. So let's say because men wear tefillin, so for isha it's also called a malbush. So he says a isha is an bifnei atzmo. You can't say that things that men wear also becomes a malbush for a isha. So Menele, he says, Isha cannot bring in tefillin because it's not derech halavisha. It's all the same Mogen Avraham that says that even if it's lavzman tefillin or Isha is not mechuyev b'tefillin, but it has to be derech halavisha. So he says, v'lochein nirali she'im yotzo b'talis ha'mtzuyetz es chayev es chatos. So Isha wears a talis. Let's say, we can give an example, that they went to a kiddush after davening. The husband and wife went to the kiddush, and then it's hot for him, so the wife wants to help out the husband. She takes his talis home for him. So if there's an eruv, she could carry it. But let's say she wants to take it from him, and she's going to wear it like a shawl. So the Magen Avraham says it's chayv chatos because it's not the derech halavisha for a isha. Menele, it's a masa, so she's chayv chatos. And over here, the Machtis Hasheka brings down that sometimes there's in the kfarim, in the villages, that sometimes a isha would wear a talis to keep herself warm. That shouldn't be called a menela. In such a case, it might be called a levush also for a isha. So then the Mogen Avraham says, "V'ain biyaradeh simin kuf pei beis." So the Machtis Hasheka says, "Pshat." That even though there's lo yilbash gever simlas isha, lo yekli gever al isha, she's not allowed to wear a talis because of lo yilbash, but if she's wearing it because it's cold for her, so it's mutter. She's not wearing it derech a levisha of princess, memela, if it's derech that it's cold, so it's mutter. So if so, it could be that if it's cold, the Mogen Avraham means that if it's a zmana kor, so isha is allowed to wear the tzitzis, it wouldn't be lo yilbash. The mele wouldn't be chayv chatos either. The Rambam, says, Nochas Lulav. Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. Kama Neitomem. We're talking about the four meaning lulav, eser, gadas, and arova. Kama Neitomem says lulav echad veeser gechad v'shnei ba'dei arova v'shloisha ba'dei hodos. V'imroth aleisiv ba'das, you're allowed to, because it's a noy mitzvah. Aval shara minim a lulav and an eser shara minim ein moisifin al minyonam ein gerim men. V'imoisif v'gora. Some are geris posel and some are geris lo posel. The Magid Mishnah is talking on the girsa that posel. The Rambam would hold that it's baltosif if you have two lulovim, and Eile if you have two lulovim, amoisif geirea, you're over on baltosif. The Ravid is cholik. The Ravid says that if it's the same mean, you're not over on baltosif, just if you're moisif a different mean. So the Magid Mishnah asks, why does the Ravid say that if you have two lulovim, you're not over on baltosif? And our Gemara, it says in Amotze Tefillin that if you wear two pairs of tefillin and it's a zmana mitzvah, or even if it's not a zmana mitzvah but you had kavana le mitzvah, with two pairs of tefillin you're over on baltosif, even though it's the same mean, just like two lulavim. What's the difference between two lulavim and two pairs of tefillin? So Rav Shach says in Davi Ezra, he says a svara that lefi the Ravid, when are you over on baltosif if you added on something to the mitzvah? Lamoshel, when you wear two pairs of tefillin, each one is a kiyuma mitzvah. That means you're mekayim the mitzvah twice at the same time. If you did a mitzvah, you were loyal for the mitzvah, so that's called baltosif, that you're doing it twice. You're doubling the mitzvah, it's called baltosif. But if you have two lulavim, you're not moisif in the mitzvah of netilas arba minim. You're not mekayim twice the arba minim. It's the same mitzvah of netila, the hadas and the esrog and the arovas are one. And you're having a lulav, if you put another lulav, it's not moisif in the mitzvah of the netilah. It could be Rav Shach would be moideh, lefi the Ravid, if you would take four minim, that means one extra lulav, an extra hadasim, extra rovas, an extra esrog, if you would take a new set, that would be like wearing two pairs of tefillin, although he doesn't mention it mefurish and the sefer. But his lamdas would appear to be this way. It says by tefillin you're mekayim twice the mitzvah, it's baltosif, because you did a ma'aseh mitzvah. By lulav you didn't do a ma'aseh mitzvah, you didn't add on to the mitzvah of arba minim by taking another lulav. I imagine that lefi Rav Shach would come out that even lefi the Ravid, if you take all four minim, two sets, you would be over on baltosif, even though it's not so mashma in the way the Ravid and the Magid Mishnah say it. But that's a chilek between the lulav and the tefillin. Then he brings what we said before, the sifri, that if you have five parshas, that also we have to know what it means. The sifri says five parshas betefillin, you're over. What does it mean, five parshas betefillin? You added on a bais, the Gemara says, you added on a bais to the tefillin, so you're over, because you're moisif and gorea, it should be four, and become four, you have five. So you're Mishana, the tzura of the tefillin. Mistoma, that's why you're over. Or, but what would it be if in this inside of the tefillin you put two parshas of Kaddish? Is that like two lulavim? If you have two lulavim in the set of Arba Minim, you're not over on Baltosif Lefi the Ravid. So what would be if you put two parshas of Kaddish inside the bias of Kaddish? Are you over? It could be that not. So Rav Shach says a chilek between the two lulavim and the two tefillin. So he says that since the Ravid holds that baltosif is when you are mosif in the kiyuma mitzvah, so that means if you were mekayim the mitzvah twice, it would be baltosif. If you're not mekayim the mitzvah twice, it's not baltosif. Therefore, he says that since tefillin you could wear the whole day, even if you already were mekayim tefillin, you could still be mekayim it again. So it's shaykh to be mekayim tefillin more than once. Memele, if you put on two pairs of tefillin, you have two kiyumim of tefillin. Two kiyumim of tefillin is baltosif. But a lulav, since the din of a lulav is you could only be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav once in the day. Once you took it, you are already mekayim the mitzvah. So memele, if you do twice a lulav, you're not making two kiyumim of a lulav, because it's not shaykh to have two kiyumim of a lulav. Memele, by a lulav, if you do twice, it wouldn't be baltosif. But by a tefillin, if you do twice, it is called baltosif. That's what he says pshat in the writing. So my son Moshe asked on the Rav Shach, how could he say that because you're mekayim tefillin more than once a day, so memela there's two kiyumi b'shas ma'ase? What's the difference? Tefillin, each minute is a different mitzvah. Each minute you're wearing tefillin is another mitzvah. For right, you could make a bracha again during the day. So memela, in this minute that I'm mekayim tefillin, in this minute I have two kiyumim, and it doesn't have to do with the next minute. Why should it be tolui in if you could do a mitzvah later, so also now you have two kiyumim? It sounds like Rav Shach is saying something like kol she'eino b'zeach hazeh afilu b'vasach hazeh, no, al kol ponim, it needs a hesber. How can we say that since tefillin later, so memela tefillin now is twice, but now is not later. Now is one kiyum, and it should be domet to lulav, that right now I'm mekayim the mitzvah of lulav, so either I'm mekayim it twice or not. Kabbalah, that's what he wanted to say, chilek, but it's shver. The Shagas, now we'll go on to another part of the sugya, the Shagas Arya. He talks about the Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, that the Gemara brings if Shabbos Mount Tefillin or not Mount Tefillin. So the Gemara brings that Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns it because it says V'shamato Sachuka Azois LeMoyado Miyomim Yomimo. It says Belech Posek in Parshas Kadesh. So he darshens Miyomim Yomimo Yomim V'loy Leilois Miyomim. That's Memayit V'loy Kol Yomim Prat LeShabbos Es V'yomim Tovim. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili is Memayit from the same post Miyomim Yomimo. Also, Lilo's loves Mantfilin, and also Shabbos Yom Tov is loves Mantfilin. Rabbi Akiva says that Posek Chuko, Veshamatos Achuko only talks about Pesach, the Korban Pesach, and it's not talking about Tfilin at all. How does he know that Shabbos and Yom Tov is not Mantfilin? Because it says that it should be a Ois al Yodcho. So the Ois, he says that Shabbos and Yom Tov don't need Ois because Hein Guf on Ois. And the Shagas Arya brings that the Gemara says in Menachos that there's a machlokes. If somebody puts on tefillin balayla, it's a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, if you're over on a lav or you're over on a esek, it says v'shamarto sachuka azois lemoyado, v'shamarto shmira is a lav, and so memela it's a lav to put on tefillin where the Torah was memaitet laila and Shabbos. So the shaila is it a esek or a lav? And then the Gemara says that everybody holds that Shmira is a lav, but some say that a Shmira de ese ese, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's always a lav. And either there's a lav, lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili, for sure there's a lav to put on tefillin balayla. Well, what would be the din lefi Rabbi Akiva? Lefi Rabbi Akiva, is there a lav to put on tefillin balayla? So he brings a few recurrents to it. One, he says that the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Tesvov, says Rav Sheshis was matir to send tefillin to somebody on Yom Tov. And the Gemara says that you're only allowed to send something that you're allowed to use it on Yom Tov. That's what Rav Safra says in Beitza. So the Lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's an Iser to put on tefillin on Yom Tov, so it can't be Lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So who does the Gemara go, Lefi? Who does the Gemara go if you can't use it, Lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili? If they say Lefi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that Yom Tov Guf is a os, but there's no Iser to put it on. There's just no Chiyuv of Tefillin. Menele, it's a riot that Lefi Rabbi Akiva, there's no Iser to put in. Also, he brings the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet from Tefillin Alocha Yud that Laila is not Zman Tefillin because it says Miyomim Yomim, or Shabbos in Yom Tov is not Zman Tefillin because it says Ois. So Bamis, it's Shver, Lefi Rav Shagas Arya asks on himself, that why does the Rambam bring two psukim? If he brings Rabbi Yossi Aglili on the beginning, El Nagabi Laila, he should leave Rabbi Yossi Aglili also for Shabbos in Yom Tov, Miyamin B'lei Kol Yomi. A Koponim, he brings the Tosfos, says in our Sugya Daf Tzadik Vov, the first Tosfos, he says, Nira, Dad Rosha Deleis Al Yotcho Kosomich. So the Shagas Arya says that Rabbi Yossi Aglili for sure needs also the Posik of Rabbi Akiva of Ois, because maybe Miyomim is Memayit Shabbos and not Yom Tov. Maybe Shabbos is more Chomo, is more of a Ois, but who says Yom Tov is a Ois? Memele, you need the Posek of Ois to say that Hein Gufon Ois, and Memele, it's Megale that the Posek Miyomim is Memayit Shabbos and Yom Tov. Al Kaponim, from the Rambam, you also see that even if you hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that Rishomarto goes on Tefillin, still you have the Posek of Ois that Hein Gufon Ois. Another writer, the Shagas Arya, brings that Lefir Rabbi Akiva, there's no Isur to put on tefillin when it's potter, because the Gemara says, and Afsamach and Shabbos lo yetzi o ish betfillin. It's a Mishnah in Bamei Isho, that a person is not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and in Yotzo enu chayv chatos. And Rav Safra says that afilu leman domar, Shabbos loves man tefillin, he's still not chayv chatos. Why? Because it's a derech malbush of your rabbona. Lefir Rabbi Yisya Glili, that he holds that v'shamarto, that there's an Isur lav to put on tefillin on Shabbos. So Lefi Rashi, that says wherever there's an Isur lav, it's called a masa on your chayv chatos. So how does the Gemara say, Eino chayv chatos if Shabbos loves man tefillin? It should turn into a masa Lefi Shitas Rashi. Ella, that the Gemara holds Lefi Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva holds that even though Shabbos is loves man tefillin because who gufos, but there's no lav to put it on. You could wear it without a lav, without a mitzvah. The Nela doesn't turn into a masa, and Eino chayv chatos. Yeah, that's the extent that we want to talk about this sugya. It's we talked about that some sugya bring the tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and also about the inyan of Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra. To talk about Divrei Agoda in the next week's parsha, this week's parsha that will be in Parshas Vayechi. It says in the Bruch of when Yaakov Avinu gave Tochacha to Shimon and Levi, Shimon and Levi Achim play Chomos Mecheroisem, so he said, Besoidom al Tovei Nafshi, Bikoholom al Techad Kvoidi. So Rashi says, Besoidom al Tovei Nafshi, by the Maise Zimri, when they all came, they made a sod, they were doing an Avera, so it shouldn't be Miyaches them to Yaakov Avinu. And the Bikolam al Techad Kvoidi, when they had a kilo of Korach, when they made the machlokes, so that was from Shevet Levi, al Techad Kvoidi, it doesn't say Ben Yaakov. So there's a remez that the next part of the Tochacha also is merames on these two inyonim, because it says Oror Apom Ki Oz. Just like the Pasuk before talked about Shimon first and then Levi, so that it said, Besoidom al Tovei Nafshi, and then Bikolam al Techad Kvedi, Besoidom al Tovei Nafshi is Legabe Shevet Shimon by the Maise Zimri. So also here, Orur Apom Ki Oz is when they came Bekas, and they were Bekas on Moshe Rabbeinu in the Inyan of Zimri. So the Rusefek Tevus Orur is a Resh, Apom is a Mem, Ki is a Yud, Oz is a Zion that makes Zimri. So Marame is that this Pasuk is like before, Besoidom al Tovei Nafshi, and Orur Apom Ki Oz talks about the Inyan of Zimri. That's what I'm talking about. This was covered up by the Shulchan Aruch.